Two Boons of Kaikeyi. After returning to Ayodhya, Rama and Sita lived happily. Rama looked after the welfare of the people, never lost his temper, and always helped others. As Dasharatha was growing older, he told Vasishtha that he wanted to hand over the kingdom to Rama and gave orders for the coronation of Rama. During this time, Bharata and Shatrughna were away from Ayodhya on a visit to their maternal grandfather. All the three queens rejoiced at the news of Rama's coronation. Kaikeyi loved Rama as her own son, but her maid Mantra was unhappy. She wanted Bharata to be the king, so she devised a wicked plan. She tried to poison Kaikeyi's mind by telling her that once Rama was crowned king, Kausalya would become all-powerful and would make Kaikeyi her slave. At last, Kaikeyi fell prey to her evil ways. Her mind was filled with suspicion and she agreed to Mantra's plan. Mantra reminded her of two boons which Dasharatha had promised to grant her when she had helped to save his life in the battlefield. When Dasharatha went to inform Kaikeyi of Rama's coronation, she was in grief and anger. When he inquired, Kaikeyi asked for two boons which he had promised earlier. First boon, she insisted that Bharata should be crowned king, and second boon, Rama should be sent on exile for 14 years. Hearing this, Dasharatha was extremely upset and fainted. The next morning, when Sumantra, the minister, came to inform that all preparations were ready for the coronation of Rama, he found Dasharatha lying sorrowfully on the floor. Kaikeyi asked Sumantra to bring Rama immediately. Rama came and asked his father the reason for his agony, but got no reply. Kaikeyi told him about the two boons she had asked from Dasharatha. Rama immediately accepted with a smile and promised to obey the commands of his parents. He only requested Mother Kaikeyi to see that Bharata's rule would bring happiness to his father. He then prostrated before Dasharatha and Kaikeyi and went to Kausalya. Lakshmana was furious at the news, but Rama told him that his duty was to obey his father. Kausalya wanted to leave for the forest with Rama, but he said that her duty was to serve her husband Dasharatha. He asked Kausalya to feel equally happy that Bharata would be crowned king. Lakshmana wanted to accompany Rama to the forest. He agreed. When Sita too wanted to join him, he explained to her that life would be difficult in the forest. However, Sita was resolved to follow Rama into the forest.